All right, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. It's Monday, and yesterday was Mother's Day, which we celebrated in a lot of different ways.
Right. It was a bottomless celebration, just
That's right.
like Mother's Day.
Unless you were me and you forgot to call your mom. And
yeah.
so we cleaned that up live on the air this morning. Plus, we found out that Whip had a really cool thing in his basement growing up.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how he doesn't have
king?
A soda problem.
He might, for all we know. He hides
yeah,
it.
It's true.
Who knew? Plus, a lot of other folks have cool things in their basements. And we found out who was right last night.
I mean, it's obvious.
It became very clear very quickly who was right last night.
Maybe.
Generally, it's not me. And that's how it went this morning. That and so much more coming your way on the Morning Mix podcast. Some of you were on autopilot yesterday. It was Mother's Day. Maybe you forgot. Maybe you remembered, but boy, that gift was crap. We said, what was the worst gift you got on Mother's Day? Text it to us at 60123. We got a lot of nothings in here.
Oh.
Not
your
great.
Mom knows how that feels.
Yep. Well, thanks for bringing it up again. I did, in fact, forget to call my own mom yesterday. I remembered my wife, mother to our children, yet my own mother. Mm-hmm. Oops. But a 708 got underwear. Doesn't say from who. That's what could make that weird.
Yep. Got it.
Be careful.
Oh.
Hey, Ma. Like, whoa. Hang on a second. 773 got a laundry basket and a bottle of Drano. That just says to me, like, here's some things for you to do. 708, I didn't even get a Facebook post, which has also become a standard part of the holiday as well.
I think that's why all these things have become more important, quote unquote, like Nikki was saying earlier.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
630, I got a mini Keurig, which sounds great, but I don't drink coffee and my husband does. So it was a little from me.
One of those.
That's
yep.
right.
Slick.
From a 630, I got a bunch of plastic food storage containers so that I could store all the food I cooked for me on Mother's Day. 708, my son woke up with a stomach flu, so I got puke for Mother's Day.
Oh, that is nice. A true Mother's Day. Yeah.
480, my husband bought himself a boat and then said, hey, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, God.
I bought a boat. And 847, I got a fight with my fiance. Ooh, more on that coming up later. Maybe not from them directly, but from others. Holy cow. From a 312, husband of the year here. Husband got me nothing, and then he asked me to run out and grab his mom flowers and a card.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go, dude. And from a 708, we went to a China buffet, and I ended up getting diarrhea all day long, and the restaurant wasn't even my choice.
Wow.
So there you go. Yep. You got to be careful. You go to a buffet, and maybe things go south.
Yeah.
It sounds good on paper. Mm-hmm. And then depending on the buffet, you get there, and maybe one thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, oops. Shouldn't say which one, but. You got to be careful out there. That was Mother's Day. Something's good, something's bad. Maybe I should call my mom in a little bit just to check in with her. Maybe that would be a good idea.
I want to hear her scold you on the radio.
She's probably not awake yet.
Yeah.
I don't want to wake her up. But all right, maybe later this morning we'll check in with my mom and see if I've been disowned or not.
She probably hasn't gone to sleep, just waiting for the phone
call. She's just
still
waiting. She's waiting by
just
the phone.
Like, oh, he's going to call me.
That's
number one son,
yeah.
Frank.
Yeah, my brother is. Oh, my brother's number one by a mile. There's never been a question.
Really?
There's only three of us. My brother's number one. I come in at like sixth.
Out of three.
Out of three, which is hard to do.
Yeah.
Some
and then my sister's like
you.
Number two.
Yeah.
But just because she stayed in the neighborhood. Boy, that's a deep dive in the Petlack family on Morning Mix.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number three, a 100-year-old man has broken the Guinness World Record for the longest time worked at a company. You thought you were loyal, right?
Wow.
Walter Orthman from Brazil, hard worker, and he has been at a textile company for 84 years and 9 days as of January 6th, which is when he got that award. And you hear this all the time, but Walter says that when you do what you like, you don't see the time go by. So basically, you know, do something that you love and it's not going to feel like work.
Wow.
He also adds, all I care about is that tomorrow will be another day in which I will wake up, get up, exercise, and go to work. You need to get busy in the present. The past and future don't matter as long as you have today. So he says, let's get to work. And he, I think, is still working as of January, which is crazy.
In an unrelated story, he didn't start contributing to his 401k until he was 90.
Right.
And that's really where it
yeah.
He's like, oh, I thought you guys, I haven't been doing that?
Right.
Oh.
I hope that's not true.
They don't have a match.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, what a pain. Textiles.
Well, you know, cheers to Walter and his great work ethic. I'm not going to be there. I just know that about myself already.
Yeah, you might not make it to 10.
Yeah.
Today.
Exactly.
Right.
In at number two, the Met Gala might have been last week, week ago today,
but we're still talking about it.
Still talking about it here on the Morning Mix.
And then we go like this. They turn off, and then it's just me and Whip. Baseball.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. The fortunes of the Chicago teams opposite directions
right
now. It's really crazy.
You have baseball for the rest of the season. We only have a couple more days to talk about the Met.
That's true. That's true.
So Sophie Turner appeared on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, where she talked about a pretty hilarious, awkward moment with none other than Kendall Jenner. She said she was just so nervous in front of her, she couldn't even, like, and she's like, then I got home, and I'm like, what am I doing? I'm eating pasta in bed, and I said no to Kendall Jenner.
That's what I would do.
It was a win. Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
She's also pregnant, so she's like, I kind of wanted to get off my feet, but
totally.
She wouldn't miss that opportunity again, she added. So.
Wow. Pregnant, just like Taylor Swift.
That's right. So we think.
With whose baby is it?
Drake. That's our rumor. That's our rumor.
No one's denied it
yet.
Right. I'm waiting all weekend.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get a call.
It's funny that you should bring up Taylor Swift because she used to date Joe Jonas, who is now Sophie Turner's hubby.
Boom, right there. That.
The love triangle.
Right there.
Wow.
And in at number one, Kendrick Lamar making news after surprising fans with a new song just days before the release of his new album called Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. A music video also dropped along with the song, and in the main clip that's circulating online, you can see Lamar's face morphing into the likes of O.J. Simpson, Kanye West, Jussie Smollett, and Kobe Bryant. Lamar's new album is going to come out on Friday, May 13th, but this is trending huge right now because nobody expected that a song would come out just days before the album.
But the deep fake in the video, it's like deep fake to have his face morph into other people, I mean, I saw the clip of the Kobe Bryant thing, and it's eerie.
Right.
Because it just looks like Kobe Bryant's rapping. And my first thought was, is that okay?
Are you allowed to do
that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the family members of these people, or I don't know if you're allowed to use their likeness in the way that they did.
And I didn't read, but I hope that he got approval from
at
least Kobe's family on that one.
Right.
Weird.
But people can use that for some evil things.
You're darn right.
Yes.
Yeah, there's also that Cruise lookalike.
The Tom Cruise guy. There's a guy who's an influencer who just does fake Tom Cruise deepfake videos.
Creepy.
And it'll be like Tom Cruise doing other things. It's kind of wild.
Totally wild. Maybe it really is Tom Cruise.
Tom could just be sitting back and being like, let him do it for a couple years. Let's stack up the evidence.
Yeah.
And then I'll take him down.
Right.
I could see that. That was your Flash Briefing.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Whip earlier shared that whilst growing up, his family had a really cool thing in the basement, and that thing was?
A soda machine.
Like a literal fountain.
A self-serve soda fountain, like you would find at the movies or wherever you take your cup and go get your own drink. Yeah.
Now, how many flavors did it have?
I think about five, maybe?
Whoa.
And was your family brand specific? Was it always like Coke?
I feel like we had Coke, and I feel like there might have even been a literal giant Coke sticker on the side.
Okay.
Of it. Yeah,
did you have an orange pop?
Yes. There? We had Fanta, maybe Fanta Orange, I want to say. Yum.
Now, Swanee said his basement, they had Coke as well, not the soda. Totally different thing is what he said.
Was also
had.
Popular with the friends.
Yeah,
different
very
reasons.
Cool with the friends.
True.
A lot of energy down there. A lot of activity, a lot of yelling, a lot of late nights, and then a lot of hard crashes.
Right.
Pretty cool. So a soda machine in Whip's basement. We had, actually, as you started to talk about that, I remembered we had an arcade game, like an actual arcade cabinet game.
That's awesome.
It was called Vanguard. And Vanguard was kind of like Galaga. But instead of being, I'm trying to remember now, I believe Galaga is a upward scroller. Everything comes down and your ship is going up.
Yeah.
Vanguard was a left to right.
Oh, okay.
And over the way my dad got it was at a golf outing. He like randomly won a raffle and we got this thing and he didn't really know what it was. And then one day a pickup truck out front, these guys like dropped it on the porch and my dad was like, I guess we have an arcade game now, which was amazing as kids.
Oh, that's outstanding.
And they, you know, you didn't have to put money in it. It was set in a way where you could just start and you could play. And my brother had all the top, you know, and then it would always be like FAP, his initials, FAP, and then a couple ASSs in there. It was fun.
Of course, what you do.
Yeah.
But over time, because it was old, it overheated and the screen scrambled.
Really?
And so at a certain point, it just went defunct.
And we know what happened. Wreck-It Ralph, if you've seen that movie, you know what happened.
That was it.
Yep.
My dad, I remember, called a repair person, and it was like $1,200 to repair it. And he was like, oh, no. And at that point, we were into like Nintendo and this and that, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was pretty cool. Nikki, did you guys have anything cool in the basement growing up?
Well, actually, my parents, we had an unfinished basement when we got the house.
Yeah.
So they let my friends and I spray paint the basement.
Oh!
So, like, we just bought all these cans.
Look at
and
that.
We did. And I remember, like, this is what you do when you're in high school and your parents let you do this. Somebody spray painted, and by somebody, I'm pretty sure it was me, did somebody step on a duck? You know, a great quote from Caddyshack, because that's exactly what you want on a wall, you know. But, yeah, so we had, like, just, we just went crazy and like, designed the whole basement with spray paint.
Wow.
It was fun.
Amazing. Violetta, did you guys have a basement? You lived above your restaurant.
Yeah.
So you had, like...
Well, we had a basement in the restaurant. Okay,
yeah.
And
filled with fish bones, or...
Well, our laundry machine is actually all the way down there, which I don't know if that's even allowed. But well, yeah, it's probably allowed.
Probably, yeah,
it's
where anything goes.
Yeah, and the coolest part that everybody always wanted to see was we had a walk-in cooler, like for the restaurant.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, me and my friends would, you know, lock someone in there once in a while.
Yeah, just to see how long they could. Let's see how long it takes to get pneumonia.
Yeah, classic right. Joke.
Get
classic
in there,
joke.
Callie. Pop.
Absolutely.
And that door was not very great either. Yeah. So, like, sometimes we were like, oh, my God, we can't even open it.
We call this one the Shining.
Yeah. See you later.
Yeah, time to call a parent.
Wow.
But it was fun.
What a journey. So we had an arcade cabinet. Whip had soda. Nikki had misdemeanor crime. And Violetta had felonies. So pretty intense basements. What was the cool thing in your basement? 312-233-1019. Growing up, we had blank in our basement. It was the coolest thing. Everybody thought it was awesome, and they always wanted to come over. We got a couple texts. Let's see here. We got a original square-shaped big-screen TV and a giant air hockey table.
Ooh,
from
nice.
A 630. So that was... You guys had the first ever man cave down there. You didn't even know it.
Pretty much.
Another 6-0, they had a jukebox in the basement, which was always cool. I remember somebody had a jukebox, which was cool.
Or like a cigarette machine that doesn't work.
Oh, I never saw one of those.
No. Okay.
I mean, I've seen them in real life, but I never had a friend that had one in the basement.
Right.
Again, that might just
be like
a tour
this monster basement.
Okay,
that weird. Got a cooler and a cigarette machine. What do you mean?
Violetta's basement is caution taped off and is now being submitted to evidence.
Seriously.
Holy cow.
We don't own it anymore.
Yeah, that's so. Yeah, not our problem.
Got away with it.
And that brings us to Julia. Hi, Julia. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? What'd you have in your basement?
So when I was little, we had a finished basement, and my mom is kind of artsy. She projected Disney princesses on the walls and hand-painted them. So we had like really big.
That's amazing.
It's me and two sisters, so we were all girls. And so we had like really huge Disney princesses on every wall in the basement.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That is so cool.
Really cool.
That's so cool. All right, so Julia has half of the Disney collection on her wall.
Yep.
And Patty. Hi, Patty. Good morning.
Good morning.
You had a whole Brunswick zone in your basement.
Yeah. We did. A pool table. We had a bowling machine that had like this little puck and you could bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
And slot machines.
Oh, holy
cow. Wow. That's crazy.
My dad liked antiques and things, so he got this penny slot machine, and I think we had a nickel one, and we had a blast. It was fun.
Now, how long did it take you to get over the gambling addiction, or are you still struggling with it?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, good, good, good. She's like, I found this thing called DraftKings. I don't know what happened. That's awesome.
That sounds so awesome.
Patty's parents are running potentially an illegal gambling ring in their basement. That's insane. And that brings us to Crystal. Hi, Crystal. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing all right. What cool stuff did you have in the basement?
So we essentially had a Blockbuster. We had about 8 cabinets of DVDs all in alphabetical order that our dad to us. And we had to bring it back before we could get another one.
Oh, that is amazing.
Wow. That's all. You still have Footloose. I can't give you Top Gun.
Yep.
Get out of here, kid.
It's hilarious.
That's amazing. Yes. Now, how long did that last? Do you guys have all those VHSs and DVDs now?
Oh, we still have them. There's probably 300. My dad just passed away 2 months ago, and I found the original list he made of all of the movies.
Wow,
that is so cool.
That's great.
And did your parents have another room with like a curtain that only they could go behind?
Don't go through the beaded curtain. No.
Okay. She's like, thank God. Get that out of my head, Violetta.
I don't need to know about that. Those were in an old Nike box under the bed. Stop bringing that up. And then that brought us to Dave. Hi, Dave. Good morning. What weird thing did you have in the basement?
Hey, yeah, well, I had a pool table, and we had a tire swing hanging from under my stairs on one of those little hanger rods.
Yeah, because why not?
Wow.
Now, whose idea was it to put the tire swing in there?
My parents.
Yeah. Okay, like, hey, we got so this we old had, tire. You know, grab a rope.
Brothers yeah. growing up, so we had some fun until a bunch of friends were over, and then the whole thing collapsed.
Oh yeah.
So they want to get as many kids on
exactly.
the tire swing as possible.
This is
wait, one per customer.
Yep. Did it take down the staircase?
No, it ripped the rod out from the the wall under the staircase.
Yeah.
Of course it will.
Sorry, Dad. See you later.
Yep.
All right. So Dave and 19 friends are hanging on a tire swing. And Amy has a little something in common with Whip. Amy, what was in your basement?
We had slot machines, but we also had a pop machine that would give out like full cans of pop.
Look at that.
Oh, there you go. Wow.
So did your mom and dad have to stock it then?
They did, but it was always seemed to be stocked. We had nickels on the side that we just put in. And out would come anything you'd want.
That's awesome.
That's beautiful. Just like Whip. It's like there. You guys had some kind of soda fairy, probably named Mom.
Yeah.
You would just load it with pop, and you never even were worried about it. Just like Whip said, there was always pop coming out of the fountain, and they didn't know where it came from.
Yeah, we didn't have to worry about that. It was just there.
That's amazing.
Definitely not. I mean, yeah. There was cases beside it, but we never had to put them in. My parents always did.
Of course.
Right. That's no fun to reach in and get it out of the case. You got to get it out of the machine.
Out of the machine. Yeah. Did you have any candy down there, too?
Well, we actually had machines that had like gumballs.
Gumballs?
Yeah, my dad owned a dry cleaner.
Oh.
And so they always had like those little trinket things,
Totally.
Rings. Everybody loved them, especially when I was younger, the rings and the gumballs.
Man, so your folks, so now how many cavities in the family?
Yeah, right.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
My wife and I, a couple of months ago, we had a big argument because I had taken the sink stopper out of my sink because the sink stopper, it collects hair and debris, and then you're supposed to clean it out and you put it back. And I had taken it out to clean it out, and I never put it back. And then fast forward later, my wife is clipping her fingernails. She drops the nail clippers. They fall down into my sink drain, and I get a text and a photograph. Now, at that point, look, it was my sink because we have two sinks in our bathroom. So I don't believe that was my fault.
It was also out for months. The stopper was out 4 months.
Calm down with your months.
Yeah.
It was, I'll give you weeks.
Months.
Months?
You said months when it happened.
It was like 2 months. That's like 8 weeks. That's like 8 weeks.
Yeah, if you're not in double digits a week, it's still weeks.
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bless you. It's like, at what point is this kid not 48 months old?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was out for 8 weeks. So then Amy, my wife, called in, and we hashed it out live on the air, and I'm happy to say we got through it. We got the nail clippers back.
Thank God.
I'm not over here sending a nail clipping record. But Nikki, you and Joel have had incidents of the sort.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
You've often said, I'm not sure if my marriage, what was it? You're like, well, another marriage flare-up?
Yeah, well, it's a
test
joke.
Of the marriage.
A test of the marriage. We're hitting 20 years this year.
Yeah, which is great.
So, amazing. Yeah, it's like day-to-day this stuff happens. You know, the most recent one was like, there was a new dog food that appeared. I'm like, why did we get this dog food? And he's like, well, that's what the dog's always eating. I'm like, no, it's not. That dog's never eating that. What are you talking about? So then he's like, well, you're wrong. So then I...
Never say that.
Yeah, I go through my emails to Petco where I'd ordered said dog food that I was defending.
Yes.
And then, of course, I have to fire those off at like, 1 in the morning, because who doesn't like getting those from your wife while you're sleeping?
I just...
This
is my own personal opinion. You never want to tell your partner... You're wrong. Look, straight, gay, otherwise, just never tell them they're wrong. It's just unless you're really looking for it.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't go into it.
So we woke up Mother's Day and he's like, yeah, I got your emails. I got your emails.
I always love when couples are emailing each other.
Well, I had to show the receipt.
From laying next to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you son of a bitch. You're going to wake up to this.
Were you spying on me?
Again?
I believe Dr. Phil is famous for saying a number of things. I believe he says something along the lines of, you can be happy or you can be right, but you can't be both.
Totally.
There you go.
You
man,
gotta
Dr.
let
Phil
it go.
Leaning a little McConaughey all of a sudden. But I
well,
like
we're
it.
Both from the great state of Texas, yep. Christopher, maybe there's a reason for that.
My fault, right, Mr. Dr. Right. Phil.
Thank
I apologize.
Thank you very much. That's right, doctor.
That brings us to a little something we like to call, who was right last night? You had an argument. You and your partner got into it last night or over the weekend.
Yeah.
Who was right last night? Hi, Julie. What happened?
I say I was right, but...
yeah, right off the bat, before we get into it, I want you to know I'm right, and here's the story.
Yes.
Well, my husband notoriously throws things away, and it drives me crazy, because I specifically told him, do not throw away this grill. We just got a new grill, but somebody could definitely use the old grill. It wasn't even that old.
Right.
So I told him, don't throw it away. And I yesterday we came home, and I was like, where's the grill? And he's like, I tossed it. You weren't going to do nothing with it, so I threw it away. And I specifically told him, don't throw it away, and the grill is gone. I'm like, we could have gave it to somebody. Oh, I could kill him.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, how long did you have the grill but didn't give it to someone?
There you go.
We discussed it Friday.
Okay, so you got the. When did the new grill arrive?
Probably we put it together like a month ago.
Okay, so it's been about 4 weeks that you've had two grills on the back patio. Because to be honest, Julie, it changes things.
But does it? It hasn't been nice to give it to anyone yet. So it's been raining and snowing.
Well, okay.
In my defense, we just put something. We put a flower pot there Saturday to where that other grill was. So it only was displaced for overnight.
Okay.
You got a whole estate going on back there.
Right. Yeah.
Now, all right, I'm going to go quick judgment here.
Okay.
Julie, in my opinion, and we can go around the horn.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm going to say, Julie, you were right.
Thank you.
Was right.
I know I was right.
Because they could have just donated that. She's like, how did you hear it from you, jackass?
Right.
All right.
Right.
Nikki?
I'm saying Julie's right because I feel like I am you. Like, it's so
for
many
real.
Occasions. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. What's nice, I'll be grilled.
Yep. You're just trying to do the right thing.
Did
you're
you
trying
hear
to recycle
her?
And
give us an Aldi grill.
Oh my God. Even more. No. Be still, my heart.
It was $150 one at Aldi. It was a good one.
So the grill you gave away was an Aldi grill?
I didn't give it away because he just
threw it away.
He threw it away. He blew
understand.
It.
I understand. Okay, got it. And Whip?
Yeah. There's no question that you are right, if only because of the fact that you had specifically said, don't do
this,
and he went ahead and did that, didn't even say, okay, listen, I'm now going to do this unless you tell me not to.
Like, right.
So you specifically said, don't do it, and he just went and did it anyway, so therefore you are right.
As my mom would say, he knew better.
Yeah.
You knew better.
Yeah.
He knew better. And Violetta?
I'm actually not going to vote, but Julie, I think you.
Why don't you want to
vote?
You
have a great day.
Yeah. Well, no, you got to vote.
No.
That's the whole point.
Well, yeah, come
you
on.
Were so excited that we were doing this, and now you're going to back out
know,
at the last second.
But you guys all
this
sided with
Met
Julie,
so?
And I am the person that probably would have disposed of the grill after a month of having it
this
there forever.
This is the joy of who was right last night. So you believe? Yeah. Is it your husband, Julie?
Yes.
You believe her husband was right.
I'm just kind of afraid of Julie. That's why I didn't want to vote, because I think Julie might find me after work.
Yeah,
Julie, I was right.
Julie's husband and Violetta are wrong.
Okay, fair. And that's what we boiled it down to.
Yeah, just get rid of it when you say you're going to get rid of it, and then it won't have problems.
Well, congratulations to Julie, because she was right last night. 3 out of 4 dentists agree.
That's right.
3 out of 4 grill masters agree that Julie was right last night. All right, there you have it. Threw out the grill.
An
could have donated
Aldi grill.
It. Now, I wonder, too, like, even to just not throw it away, you could have just wrote free on
right.
it and put it in the front lawn. And the thing would have been gone in a half hour.
Been what happened? If you just put it in the alley, you know someone's going to snag it.
Right. But all he had to say was, yeah, I donated it.
Maybe he
did. And that's
did.
Not really a lie.
But it doesn't sound like he did.
But what if he did? But, I mean, if he just puts it out, he doesn't know if the garbage people took it. Who knows?
There's a lot of ifs. I think if you've been told specifically by your partner, don't do something, then at the very least, before you're going to do it, be like, listen, today I'm doing the thing you told me not to do.
You're right.
Last chance to do what you want to do with it.
All right.
You seem like a nice person to be married to, Whip.
Well,
very,
I don't know about that, but I would think this is just for your own self-preservation.
Julie was right last night, and Whip is right now.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
So Mother's Day, of course, was yesterday. And I definitely celebrated my wife, the mother of our children, of course. But I realized this morning on my way in, I went, oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to call somebody.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing all right. How's Mount Prospect this morning?
It's good. It's good. You remembered the number.
I remembered the home. I remember the home number. I didn't remember it yesterday. Now, we did text. So we texted on the group thread.
Yes, we did.
And I sent a GIF of Amy Poehler mm-hmm. doing a Happy Mother's Day thing. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, but then I realized this morning, Mom, I forgot to call you yesterday. And I apologize for that.
Oh, that's okay. Mother's Day is every day.
There you go, see?
You go. But Karen, we do want to know, did Frank call you?
Actually, Frank beat
beat Mother's Day to the punch. Frank showed up on Saturday.
What?
Yeah,
wow.
Getting,
Frank really is
you
the best
Frank
kid.
In person?
You're getting pretty beaten
Chris.
Down here, Chris.
Showed up with the girls yesterday for snacks and juice.
So wait a second.
Isn't Frank wonderful?
And then had to go home.
Frank showed up, and then on Saturday, Kirsten showed up with her kids yesterday?
For like about 45 minutes, yes, for a visit and a plant.
If
but
anything,
I wasn't worried and I wasn't
You weren't concerned that I didn't call you?
Pardon me?
You're not concerned that I didn't call?
Well, no, because I know we have our Top Gun Day coming up at the end of the month with that big bowl of popcorn you promised me.
That's exactly right. I actually want to look at this from this angle. So Frank and Kirsten...
You were the first gift of Mother's Day.
Oh, look at that. See, also, I think I win in this scenario because... Frank and Kirsten came to the house intruding on your life.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, no, I'm going to give her space.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was.
You know,
yeah.
Because those two caused her so much trouble throughout the years.
Right.
And I was smooth sailing.
Oh, and yeah. Grandmas hate seeing their grandkids
much. Right.
Mama Karen, seeing your grandkids is probably the most favorite thing in your life, right?
Oh, you can't believe it. It's the most wonderful thing in the world. Mm. It's the wonderful thing in the world, which is why I wasn't concerned when Christopher didn't call me yesterday.
Oh, you got the Christopher
full name.
He was with the mother of my other grandchildren.
Right.
So
that's
okay,
right.
That's true.
Well, I was with my girlfriend, but Amy was at home with the kids. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Please, I don't want to know.
Right, that's not something you say to your mom, Chris.
Well, I...
I don't know who you think you're talking to here.
Yeah, they must have a different relationship in that family.
We keep it fresh at the Pet Like House.
We had a really good Mother's Day, too.
Oh, Nikki, she's talking to you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, no, we did, and... we called my mother-in-law, so, you know, we did make that phone call. So I should have texted Chris and reminded him. Next year, I'll do that, okay, Karen? I'll let him know he's got to actually get on the phone and call you.
Ma, this is the worst part. We took Joanne out to dinner on Saturday night, my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Took Joanne out to dinner.
I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I bet you got some worries about Joanne, right, Karen?
I should have. No, just that I didn't take her to dinner.
I'm still getting Tom Cruise in a jet fighter with a big bowl of popcorn.
Okay. That's right.
And yeah. I do think that we talked earlier about some like Whole Foods flowers on sale that are still going on.
Yeah.
So you just might be getting them a little late.
I don't like to give her flowers because it's another thing to take care of. And she has done so much to take care of so many.
Man,
right?
You're a tough kid.
And that's why I don't want to bring my kids to her house because then she has to deal with them running around. And, you know, Everly destroys things.
Who needs
juice
on the floor?
And I'm still the keeper of the best bolognese sauce recipe in the world.
That's
so
right.
Remember that.
It comes in a Classico jar. And it is so good.
I love the subtle threats from Karen.
Yeah, oh, she'll be careful. She grew up in a very Italian neighborhood, so she knows people.
Violetta needs to call me on her own once in a while, and I can give her some little hints.
Oh, I totally will. I'll take a cooking class from you any day.
Yeah.
Maybe then I'll get a husband and get some kids, and then I'll celebrate Mother's Day with you.
There you go. Watch out.
Oh, there you go. You can bring the family.
Violetta just went 0-60.
Yeah.
This is wild.
Yeah, wow.
I feel left out on Mother's Day.
Ma, I love you very much. I'm very sorry I didn't call yesterday, but Frank and Kirsten didn't call you live on the air, so... Ha-ha.
That is true. And now all my groupies know that if they're listening this morning, which I know they are,
your groupies.
They've been able to know that
Mrs.
you are
Segrain.
A very respectful son and that I raised you right.
That's exactly right.
Oh, that's really the issue.
As my mom raised you, Mother's Day. Yeah.
As my mom used to say when we were in high school, I have eyes everywhere. Mm-hmm. And she would. Like, she would find stuff out. She'd be like, I heard you were speeding down Forest Avenue yesterday after school. I'm like, what? I was, but how did you know? Well, Ma, I love you. Have a great day at work today. Are you guys drilling and filling all day today?
Starting at noon. You got it.
There you go.
And they work at a dentist office, just to be clear.
Yeah, I apologize. They don't work at Exotica. Sorry. A lot of weird questions.
Family does it different. Yeah.
You never know what can happen. Bye, Ma. I love you. You never know what happens at the Pet Like House. Anything can happen.
Testing 1-2, 1-2.
Sound check. Sound check. This is Nikki's sound check on the Morning Mix.
Keeping going on the Mother's Day theme here. So Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra shared a glimpse of their baby and wrote messages to each other about Mother's Day. And it kind of revealed some stuff they were going through that a lot of us didn't know. They were celebrating their daughter. I believe it's Malti, M-A-L-T-I, Malti Chopra Jonas. So she wrote, on this Mother's Day, we can't help but reflect on these last few months and the roller coaster we've been on, which we now know so many people have experienced after 100 plus days in the NICU unit. Our little girl is finally home. Every family's journey is unique and requires a certain level of faith. While ours has been challenging, what becomes clear is that how precious and perfect every moment is. And then she goes on to say, our baby truly is a badass. Let's get it, MM. Mommy and Daddy love you. So,
Wow. Yeah,
we heard about the baby being born, and then it was just kind of silence.
He had it via surrogacy, yeah. And then Right. All of this other trouble. So they struggled IVF.
Yeah, but I did not know about the NICU unit. That's right. A long time. So
that is a lot.
And that is great.
We were kind of chatting about it, that Mother's Day, too, you know, you focus so much on the happy side of Mother's Day, but boy, there can be a tough side of it too. If you're
Definitely. Trying
to be a parent, it's not working, or you were a parent, or you lost a parent.
Absolutely.
So hopefully folks that are dealing with that were able to have at least a good Sunday yesterday.
Yeah, and it was very nice of and wonderful of her to share that with everybody. And one of Whip's favorites, no, not BTS, that's coming up. First, Jack Harlow, because you're a big fan.
That's my guy, Jack Harlow,
over there in the white t-shirt.
he has a song called Dua Lipa. Right?
Oh,
and people
right.
are like, so if you have a song called Dua Lipa, do you ask her about it? The answer is yes. Her response, hilarious, because she sounds like she doesn't care. He said, I wanted to get her blessing. I didn't want her to be blindsided or feel creeped out or anything. So they said Dua Lipa's response was, I suppose it's okay.
Oh, that's not a ringing endorsement.
Wow.
That's not a ringing endorsement.
That's a real mom response to keep the Mother's Day going. I suppose that's okay.
It's the equivalent
it's
the equivalent of fine.
100%.
Yeah, exactly.
Fine, period.
Yeah. That's fine.
All right, so she joins the list of who? Like Uma Thurman? I'm trying to think of other people who've had songs literally that are their name.
Yeah.
That's the only one I can come up with right now.
Lady Madonna? No.
Buddy Holly?
Okay. Right?
Buddy Holly.
But yeah,
Eleanor Rigby.
Hey, going way back. All right.
Apparently, and then here's where this is great. He said, well, if she said, yo, I hate it, I don't want it to come out, it wouldn't have come out. So by her saying, I suppose it's okay, by her fine, that came out. And speaking of new music, you mentioned it earlier, Violetta. Kendrick Lamar's got his new album coming out, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. That'll be out this Friday, along with new Måneskin, Supermodel, should be out on Friday. I think I'm supposed to hear that at some point this week. So
is
let
that
you guys
a whole
know.
Album for Måneskin?
That's
or
a
just
song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and there'll be a Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then now to the news that we were really talking about for you, Whip. BTS, the Suga, says that Gangnam Style is really what paved the way for K-pop in America.
Okay, they are appreciating the road that was paved for them. They are standing on the shoulders of giants like Psy.
Standing on Psy, exactly, and working together. So they say they paved the way around the world. Earlier this month, Psy released a track called That, which is produced and features Suga. So they're working together
perfect.
On that.
This is almost enough to make you cry.
I see, but I really feel like, you know, you got to give it to the OG here. And they say with a recent interview with Gangnam Style, he paved the way for K-pop in the U.S., so we were able to follow in his footsteps with ease.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
We bring you to our Mix Top 6. These are the most stressed cities in America.
Oh, do we make the list?
We do make the list because every city's on the list.
Oh,
but we don't make the top six.
Oh, the top six is the only
that's
list that matters.
I apologize. Yeah. You're right. My fault.
Right.
Now, you can get a top 10 anywhere, and you can get a top 5 in most places, but those words don't rhyme with mix, and six does. Your mix top 6 most stressed cities in America. Before we even get into it, I'm telling you that Chicago's not in the top 6. Nikki, where do you think it falls if I said out of 50?
12.
12. Whip.
22.
If you're closer to 1, you're more stressed.
That's correct.
Okay, I'm going to go 7.
Guys, 40.
Oh,
we are
my 40. God.
I know.
What?
Wait, this isn't stress?
This isn't
because
stress.
I feel stressed.
Do they know the Park District thing is happening for summer camp tomorrow?
And
that
it's funny you
stress.
Say that. Here are with the numbers that go into this. They've come up with numbers to represent work stress, financial stress, family stress, health and safety stress. They add those numbers together to give you your overall rank. In at number 6 on your most stressed cities in the U.S., San Bernardino, California.
Oh.
You think it's beautiful. You think wine is delicious. But no, you're stressed almost to the max.
Okay.
In at number 5 for most stressed cities in the U.S., Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah, I can see that.
I've heard that.
Mostly because every morning you wake up and you go, I live in New Jersey.
Damn it.
What have I done?
Damn it,
in
Joel.
At number four.
Why did you make me move to New Jersey?
It's your fault.
Joel got some job offer in Jersey. Wow. In at number four, Joel's Nikki's husband.
Yeah, right? Yeah. We blame everything on him, if you haven't noticed.
He's currently listening to radio going, what did I do?
What the hell did I do?
How did I get inserted here?
Oh, he knows, Whip. He knows.
He knows what he did. You shut your mouth, Whip. What? Why does Nick have a weird voice all of a sudden? In at number four, your mixed top six most stressed cities in the U.S., Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
If you've seen The Wire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Right, Baltimore. Right.
Also, you never know what state you're in when you're in that part of the country.
They have the highest score in health and safety stress. High is not good. So that's scary. In at number three for most stressed cities in the U.S., I don't know how, probably because everybody's drunk the whole time.
Boston?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, New Orleans. Well, I think they're drunk there,
too. They're drunk.
Hey, get off our back, Nikki.
Yeah.
You know what it's like. There's not a Dunks over here. I just got a beer.
It's true. And I will say, New Orleans, it's either like you're drunk or it's so hot. Like in the summer, it's so muggy and hot. You have to be stressed about
Also, anytime there's a big storm coming, you got to be pretty
nervous. Yeah.
Lot to be stressed out. Do you get the feeling that if you live in New Orleans, life kind of blows? But if you're a tourist in New Orleans, it's great.
It's the best.
And then actually the tourists make your life worse if you live in New Orleans. That may be a reason. Right?
In at number two, most stressed cities in the U.S., apologies go out to Nikki. Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, shocker.
Yeah, well, it just looks sad. You know,
there's stressful.
Sadness everywhere.
Yeah.
And in at number one, let's take it around the horn, most stressed city in the U.S., Nikki.
New York, New York.
New York, New York. Whip.
Yeah, you know, that's a great choice, but I am also going to go with, oh my God, now I can't think of a single city in the United States. You know how this
Paris.
Goes. Atlanta.
Atlanta. All right, he's going with Hotlanta.
I'm going to go Orlando.
Orlando.
It might be the happiest place in the world,
but
it's
all
also
tourists.
Stressful.
Right. None of you are right. In at number, I'm going to be right because I know the answer.
Oh, good.
In at number one, the most stressed city in the U.S., Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, hey, there you go. Another
Man,
you guys all went,
I'm mad at myself. I am mad at myself for not thinking of that.
All right, well, Whip, you said New York. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Whip. You said.
No, I already forgot.
You said Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah.
I just saw Atlanta. I'm scrolling through this list. Atlanta's on here. I'll tell you that.
That's okay.
And so is New York. But surprises, like the least stressed city in the U.S., if I go all the way down, if you want to avoid stress, the place you need to do is South Burlington, Vermont.
Well, that makes
that's
sense.
That's where there's no stress.
I believe that.
But delicious cheddar, that's what they have there in Vermont, right?
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number three, a Texas woman bought a sculpture at Goodwill for $34.99 that she loved, and she said it looked very Roman and very old. Well, she was right. Little did she know, though, that she ended up buying a priceless Roman bust dating back more than 2,000 years.
Wow.
It took a while to determine the authenticity of all this after she bought it, but eventually experts found out that it once stood in a town of Aschaffenburg, Germany, where there was a full-scale model of a house from Pompeii. That goes back to 1840 when that house was created, but then obviously Pompeii goes back to 79 AD, the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in
obviously.
Italy.
Burned down.
Burned down the whole city. So,
That's Bastille's version of Pompeii.
You are correct.
That's correct.
Yep.
Yep. Nailed it.
Thank you very much.
So, I guess the question is, how did that bus end up in Texas and in that Goodwill store? Well, they don't really exactly have the exact answer, but they believe that it probably ended up coming over with the U.S. soldier fighting in World War II.
Oh, wow.
So,
and he just dropped it off at Goodwill.
It seems like he's smuggled that over here. And now,
I think it means Bill and Ted are real. That's what I think it means. I think Bill and Ted were, they went back and then they landed at a Goodwill.
That's true.
And they were like, oh, just leave this here, dude.
Right.
And they did.
This is a good theory.
Circle Thank K. You. I get it.
Yeah. What can you do?
In
at number two, following the announcement that MLB would allow teams to place a sponsor, that's 4x4 patch, on their jersey sleeve, that's all starting in 2023. There is mixed reviews out there of what people think about those little patches that are going to be able to go on arms. So there was a survey done, and 56% of U.S. adults find the ad placement on the MLB jerseys called tacky.
Wow.
All of that being said, 83% at least somewhat agree that sponsorships are a good source of revenue for the teams, and 81% see it as a good source of publicity for those brands.
The reaction has been the same. We went live and we interviewed somebody on Addison Street outside of Wrigley Field, yeah. And of the deal, they had to say what? Then we hopped back in the mix van. We went south to 35th, and we said, hey, what do you guys think about the ads on the jerseys?
At least we're all agreeing
there
on something,
go.
Right?
That's the Crosstown Classic this year.
Yeah. We already got our audio, but I did have a little piece of Weird Al's
we
song.
We already got our audio.
Called Tacky. Whoa. Just if you want to hear a little bit of it.
All right,
kind of a
thanks,
fun jingle.
About Weird Al? Why is Weird Al trending?
He's not. He just is tacky.
Oh, he's tacky.
Just like this.
There you go, a little tacky. I didn't know you were doing audio as a bit. I thought it was about the Weird Al movie.
No.
That's great.
You can tell us about that tomorrow on Trending because I don't know about it. Oh, yeah, with
Daniel Radcliffe. Yeah, Harry Potter is Weird Al.
I know so much, I forgot I knew it.
Whip wants more Weird Al.
No, well, I do. And also, thank you for introducing me to that song. I didn't know that existed, but now my day's really made.
You see a guy racing down the Kennedy on his way home. That's Whip.
Blaring tacky.
You're going to hear in the drive-thru of a Dunkin' at about 10:38 this morning.
Get ready.
I mean, if we have time for one more, the Tony Awards are trending.
Oh, let's go. Yeah. Welcome, welcome.
Joshua Henry posted that he is hosting the Tony Award nominations. Wow. Those are happening right now, actually, because those are at 9 Eastern, which means 8 our
time.
An
hour and a half ago they fired those up.
Probably over.
Right.
But if you wanted to see them, I'm sure they're still up on their YouTube channel. He's inviting everyone to celebrate Broadway and the community there.
There you go. All right. Last year, I think 4 people watched the Tonys.
Yeah.
And now
it was like
the nominations.
Progressively, the Oscars, the Grammys, and then the Tonys were like, well, what about us? Like, all right, kid. Yeah. Let's see what you got.
Yeah.
That was your flash briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.